Another shutdown. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, 5 days to go until a government shutdown because Congress can't agree on how to pay for disaster relief. I say we invest in basic research so we can figure out how to travel back in time. Then we can unfight the war in Iraq and use that money. Don't you guys ever get tired of threatening government shutdowns? As far as I can tell, the whole shebang has been pretty much shut down since January anyway. Here's an idea. How about a government start-up where someone takes charge and says, by golly, if you want to work, we have a job for you. Although it doesn't have to be the government. It could be private CEOs banding together and saying, we're Americans, by golly, and the only way you can spell American is with I can. And we can and we will start hiring until every American with a skill to share has a job to go to. Oh, but that's right, I forgot. The job creators are being taxed to death by a class warfare president. Except for the job creators who paid $35,800 per couple in Seattle for a private Q&A with President Obama yesterday. $35,800. That's a year's salary for some people. For a Q&A. I hope they at least got some heavy hors d'oeuvres with that. Do these rich people know that this guy is at war with them?
If asking a billionaire to pay the same tax rate as a plumber makes me a warrior for the middle class, I'll wear that as a badge of honor.
Why would rich people pay $35,800 to a class warrior? Maybe they truly do want to help the middle class. But if that's the case, why not just hire some of them? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.